Well, hi there. Welcome back to week two. Jonathan Doyle with you here at How to Live Well. So this week on the MP3, we're going to have a transcript for you of the video, but we're going to dig a little deeper into how we set up this creating time, how we set up this kind of daily ritual of creating the space around you that you need to really give to yourself. We're not going to see change until we make change a priority in our own lives. So this week, I want to talk about resistance. I want to talk about that the minute you try to create a sort of space around you, you're going to hit resistance, because there's this thing called homeostasis that always wants to pull us back to the base level of performance. So they're the key concepts in this week's MP3, in the video, and in the transcript. I hope you enjoy listening to this wherever you are. I hope you can follow the action steps, fill out the journal, and I'll be back with you again next week. Hi again, it's Jonathan Doyle with you for week two of How to Live Well, and it's awesome to have you back. This week, we need to go deeper on this opening concept of creating space and time just for you on this journey of creating real change. You know, another thought on this carving out metaphor is that the tools you'll need to actually do this, the tools of creating simplicity and focus, are tools that are going to actually serve you through the whole of the rest of the program and through the rest of your life anyway. Simplicity and focus are really important techniques for those of us that really want to create an amazing life. So in making the decision to carve out the time and space just for you, to give yourself simplicity and focus, you're giving yourself an incredible gift that's going to be very useful in the long term anyway. So as you work through each video module, you are going to have to create the time and space necessary to do the kind of reflective, deep, transformative thinking that is so crucial to creating the changes we want. The first thing we need to do is think about the environment that you're giving to it. You know, for many years, I've always felt that environment's really important. You know, I used to love to train with weights, but I didn't really like training at home. I loved going to the gym. You know, I could meditate in certain places better than others. And I learned young that the environment, the place that you go to do certain things, is really important. So here's a question for you. If you're going to give time to this project, if you're going to give time to the modules in this whole journey together, where is the best place for you to do that? Where is the environment that you will be most relaxed, most reflective, that your brain will be in that alpha state that's really going to serve you the best? Think of that place now. Is there a place in your home? Is there a place that you can walk? You could be watching this anywhere in the world. It could be 40 degrees below outside. It could be 40 degrees, you know, it could be so hot. But where is that place that you can go that will allow you each day to work through the modules at the depth necessary? Now, one of my jobs as your guide is to point out the pitfalls, and I want to point out one straight away. The minute you begin to do this, you're going to run into something called resistance, and I really recommend you look at the books by Stephen Pressfield, such as The War of Art or Turning Pro. Those books are fantastic, and he talks about the concept of resistance. Now, resistance is this force that is always going to push against you. You're smart enough to know that life is not easy and straightforward. The minute you try to do something remotely interesting or transformative, a whole bunch of forces, including family, friends, work, the universe, everything is going to go, let's just pull you back to where you were. So when you begin to create this change, this space, this time just for you, before we do anything else, I want you to prepare yourself and take notes on this, that you're going to encounter resistance. You're going to encounter reasons why you can't do X today, or it's too difficult today, or maybe another day, or I can't do... Be prepared for resistance. And as Pressfield says, when you meet resistance, be prepared for battle and be prepared to push through to the other side. You know, another really important principle related to the resistance concept is the concept of homeostasis. Some people call it homeostasis. If you're not familiar with homeostasis, it's basically the fact that any entity left to itself will always try and stay on a baseline. For example, your heart rate, your breathing, all your body functions tend to operate in what we call homeostasis. Your body is always trying to get an equilibrium, a baseline. The problem is, we don't want our lives to do that. We want our lives to grow. We want to develop in transformative change. So many things are going to keep pulling you back to homeostasis. So we need energy, passion, commitment, and clarity to know the things that we really want to achieve, but be prepared for this kind of resistance and homeostasis experience. Know it when you see it and be prepared, as I've said a moment ago, to push through to the other side. So the last couple of things in this opening discussion together is that you need to make this fun and enjoyable. You know, as one speaker once said, you got to set this up to win. You don't want to set this up so it's so difficult that you got to grind it out with willpower, because willpower, as we'll discover in later modules, is a finite resource. You know, think, what have you learned over the years about willpower? Is there something in you that thinks, if I just strive harder and try harder? No, willpower is important, and we want to have access to willpower.
but it's a finite resource. And sooner or later, we've got to find other ways, rituals, structures, fun, you know, things that are enjoyable that are going to make it easier to break through. So as you carve out this time each day, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you can realistically do, how can you make it enjoyable? Can you have your favorite coffee there? Or can you have, you know, a specific food or a specific thing that you just love to do that makes it easier for you to press through? Okay, so summary, the whole principle of this opening module is that you are worth the time necessary for transformative change. And if you don't give yourself that gift, no one else is going to. You have to put your hand up, you have to stare the universe in the face and say, I want change. I want a new level of functioning, but to do that, I have to give myself the gift of time and space, and I've got to carve that out of the day that I already have. But make that decision today. Grab your journal, look through the notes below the video, listen to them to the MP3 of this over and over again until you can agree with yourself that you deserve this gift, that you're going to step forward and grab this gift, and you're going to give yourself the chance to really press ahead with the life that you know you deserve.
So that concludes these opening two modules on the concept of creating time and space in life just for you. So now, action steps again, read the transcript below, maybe download the MP3 version so you can listen to the audio of this video and reinforce the learning a few times. Then make sure you download the PDF so you can work through the focus questions, which I think are really crucial each week, that we all take the time and space to really work through those. Next week, we're going to start the next part of our journey, which will be getting some clarity around what we really want and what really matters. I'm really excited to be bringing that to you next week. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Thanks for the privilege of your time, energy, and focus, and I'll be speaking with you next week.